St. Luke tells us this story of the cure of the 10 lepers to remind us of the importance of giving thanks, of gratitude. And certainly we know that from our own experience when we've put a lot of effort into something or tried to make things better. It's always nice to be appreciated for what we've done. And probably it's something we could improve on, since we know that gratitude is so important in our spiritual life. For Catholics, in fact, gratitude is so important that we call the very worship that we offer to God Eucharist, which is the Greek word for thanksgiving. When we gather together, we are giving thanks that we have the Word of God. We're giving thanks that as we gather at the table of the Lord and break the bread and share the cup, that Jesus is truly present in our midst. We are called to be a grateful people. But if you're anything like me, gratitude sometimes fails in the practice. Let me make this suggestion to you. Go to your place where you say your prayers, your little corner, your chair, whatever it is, and put two bowls out. And label one of the bowls petition, and label the other bowl gratitude. Then every time you say a prayer, asking God for something, write on a slip of paper and put it in the petition bowl. And every time you make an act of thanksgiving to God, write it on a piece of paper and put it on the gratitude bowl. Which bowl would fill up faster, do you think? But the story, as we hear it, tells us that there's something about gratitude which is not just being polite. It's not just a good idea. It's not just a nice thing to do. But gratitude, in fact, transforms us, changes us. Look at the text. We're told that Jesus is on the way, and as he comes on his journey, there's these 10 lepers there, and St. Luke is very careful to point out that they kept their distance. Did you notice that? They kept their distance. They kept their distance because they were following the law. According to the Torah, the law, which both Jews and Samaritans had to follow, if one had this terrible disease, you were supposed to be separated, and you were supposed to call out whenever anyone was near, unclean, unclean. Just think what that must have done to your self-image, you know? If you have to be separated, if you have to acknowledge yourself as somebody who is unworthy, someone who doesn't fit in, someone who doesn't belong, someone who is not part of something, someone who is anonymous. As terrible as that disease was, that experience of being kept apart, of being separated, would have been as great a problem as the infection itself. Because when you are made to feel unworthy, it lowers your sense of value, and you very easily start to assume that the way other people look at you, in fact, is who you are. If you are kept apart, you don't think much of yourself. But of course, this is not just ancient history. This is current events. We create lepers in our society. Think of racism. What is racism but saying to someone else, you don't belong, you're different than I am, you're not worth anything, I don't value you, keep separated from me. Think of the way that we are talking about immigration now in this country. Immigrants don't belong, immigrants aren't worth anything, immigrants are not valuable, keep separated. Or I think the Me Too movement has reminded us of the way women are treated in our society. Women are treated in the workplace in a similar way. You don't belong, you shouldn't be here, you're not as good as the rest of us. Keep separated. And that feeling, that experience of being unvalued can start to make you doubt yourself and wonder if, in fact, you are somebody valuable. And it's going to take something very dramatic to break you out of that cycle of self-doubt. And that's what Jesus provides in the gospel today. Jesus provides that dramatic intervention when he says to those 10 lepers, go and show yourselves to the priest. Now that is, according to the law, the way that you can once again become integrated into society. When the priest says you are clean, then once again you can join with your family. You can eat and play and work with others. You can ride the community mule. You belong. But that experience of being told that you're no good, that you're not valued, doesn't dissipate that easily. It lingers. You might be able to ride the bus, but you still go to the back of the bus. But the point of the story, as St. Luke tells us, is that this Samaritan leper was not simply cleansed of his illness, but he was renewed in spirit because of his gratitude. That's the way Jesus tells the story. And we know it because of the change that happens in his in the way he presents himself. We're told at the beginning of the story that the leper kept at a distance. But after this experience of encounter of God's presence in his life, he does not keep at a distance. He goes right up to Jesus. He gets in his face. He falls at his feet, which is the attitude of a disciple, and he says, in doing so, I am not unclean. I am not unworthy. I am not an unvaluable person. I am somebody. I belong. And that's what Jesus is conveying to him when he says, almost seemingly as a non sequitur, it is your faith that has made you well. Now, it was the word of Jesus, of course, which cured him of his infection. But it was his faith that he was loved by God, his faith that he was precious in God's sight, no matter what anybody else thought of him, his faith that he was a child of God. It was that faith that saved him. And because he had that kind of faith, He was cured body, soul, and spirit, and made once again part of the community. But we don't just say this to admire something that happened in the long ago and far away. It's our story as well. Because we can feel alone and unloved. We can feel isolated and cut off. We can feel very easily that we don't know what is going on or how we fit in. And that's why we have to have that safe, that same kind of faith that the Samaritan had today, that faith which gives thanks. Every single one of us is made in God's image and likeness, and God doesn't make junk. So let's give thanks for that. Every single one of us is beloved of God. Whether we deserve it or not, God loves us unasked and unearned. Let's give thanks to God for that. Jesus has gone to prepare a place, we're told, for every single one of us, because this life is merely the preparation for a deeper and richer life that is to come. Let us give thanks to God for that. And if we can have that kind of faith, that faith that gives thanks, then we'll truly know that we can close the gap between heaven and earth, between God and ourselves. And we can step into God's presence, for that is truly where we belong. Amen.